The Swine Health Information Center reports increased detections of PERS, PDCoV, PCV2, and PCV3, while PED case positivity decreased. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its July e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says, domestically, porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome still remains center stage in monitoring concerns.
The first detection of the L1C variant of PERS was identified in North Carolina. This is of concern to producers because it's not been identified to date. And so as producers in the Midwest can attest, it is a significant variant in swine and can cause significant production impacts. And so there's heightened focus on biosecurity to prevent entrance into the farm and spread if it's already aware from farms that it's present. But it's also important to understand how and when did it get to the farms in question. Again, focusing on both bioexclusion, keep it out, and biocontainment to keep it in from farms that are already infected. In other areas, the case positivity for wean to finish was around 40%, and it's high and unexpected for summer months, especially for June. They're also seeing an increase in states such as Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Indiana, so still a concern.
Dr. Becton notes for PED, case positivity was decreased for all ages, while case positivity for porcine Delta coronavirus was above baseline in Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina, and PCV2 was noted to have increased in grow finish, while PCV3 case detection increased in sow operations. SHIC's domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.